The Bistro Development Program, also known as BDEV, is a USAID-funded three-year project implemented by the Academy for Educational Development in partnership with Equal Access, AfriCare, and MercyCorps. The program aims at improving good governance, creating opportunities for the youth, and widening access to information in Niger. Equal Access is an international NGO working in the area of communications for development and leads the media component of the PDF projects. Equal Access creates positive social change for millions of underserved people in the developing world by delivering critically needed information and education through innovative media, appropriate technology, and direct community engagement. Under the PDF project, Equal Access works through the medium of radio to promote positive behavior changes. Equal Access creates a Hausa language youth radio magazine called Goreba Matasa or Boulevard of the Youth that provides a forum for youth to discuss issues that are of particular concern to them. It uses a variety of on-air formats such as soap operas to engage its audience and is full of music, entertaining and informative presenter lead chat, listeners, news and views, interviews with all levels of the public from community leaders and professionals to the sick and unemployed, as well as vox pops or sound bits from passers-by from the target PDF regions. Such a forum aims to meet the needs of young people between 15 and 13 years of age to provide them with information and place to exchange social experiences and carry out productive dialogue with their communities. Goreba Matasa provides youth with the tools to better communicate and navigate their lives and the information that will enable them to better cope with the daily challenges they will face. The program provides advice on managing conflicts and dealing with life expectations and social pressures in a way that helps young people to meet these challenges, improve their social interactions, communicate better, become self-confident, make good decisions, and participate efficiently and actively in their own development and the development of the community. The program that you are about to listen to on this CD is on peace and tolerance, which is the core of the PDF projects. We hope you enjoy listening.
Hi, everybody, and welcome on our show. I'm your friend Mustafa, the host of the Goreba Matasa.
And I'm Bintu. I'm happy to be with you again on Goreba Matasa.
My dear friends, in this program, we will talk about peace and tolerance.
These two concepts are often used in everyday life, but what do they actually mean?
In this program, indeed, we are going to try to define those concepts.
Peace is not an empty word. It covers so many different aspects of our life.
This also applies for the concept of tolerance. I'd say that peace and tolerance are the foundation of life and that they are connected. There is never peace without tolerance and vice versa.
Tell us, Mustafa, why do we say there is no peace without tolerance?
Peace is tantamount to a period of calm without clashes and violence.
Tolerance should be part of our daily life.
Yes. And we achieve tolerance by making concessions to each other.
Yes, my friend. We must find common ground among us and promote dialogue. It is the only way to ensure lasting peace for our country and also for our well-being.
To be tolerant with our fellows is to forgive them and also understand them. It's a strength, not a weakness, my dear friends, if you can achieve it.
Then, we should also know, my friends, that you are the strongest when you pull that cordon. As the Danai saying goes, it takes two people to pull and break a calvary.
In other words, when one does not react to an act of violence, the situation cannot escalate into a major conflict.
God forbid that thing. It is a valuable thing that we must preserve and maintain at all costs.
As a matter of fact, the strength and future of the youth depend on peace. We are the first victims when conflicts or war break out. We are sent to the front line and we are vulnerable too. This is why we must protect ourselves and stay away from the violence.
To understand the context of peace and tolerance and to integrate it in our daily life, we have invited special guests in the studio of Godel Matasa to share their experience with us.
Today on this show, our guests are Malam Yahya Marabu, Quranic school teacher, Mr. Razak, and finally, Mr. Dalladi, youth trainer of the PDF program. Good morning, everybody, and welcome in the studio of Godema Matasa. My questions to you are, what do you mean by peace and tolerance? 1. Why must we be tolerant? 2. Why is peace necessary? 3. Which messages do you want to send to our audiences? We must be tolerant even in religion and politics. Others might not share our ideas or values, and where there is no peace, there is no progress. Being tolerant is taking into account one's position, idea or value. Problems we have nowadays come from this kind of misunderstanding. If someone wants order to do his only deeds, things won't work as we want. Our daily life is a set of compromise. Without it, nothing will be possible. You see, my friends, our guests demonstrated a lot of insight during our conversation.
Oh, yes. I know now what peace and tolerance is about and how they concern everybody.
Vincent, it is important that our friends are familiar with the two concepts.
Of course. Now let's go with the practice and theory together. Is our behavior always peaceful?
Our behavior is peaceful, but not always. One must be a committed pacifist to achieve such a goal.
We are on the right track. We see, Mr. Tass, it is not always easy to reduce the conflict. But as the hope of today, we are aware of the fact that we are the bedrock of the government. There is no future without the youth. Therefore, there is no reason why we should not believe in peace.
You are right. On this note, let us listen to our friends who were interviewed by our local reporters. The question we asked them in our Vox Pop sequence is, what does it mean to be tolerant?
Mutum mai sassauci mutum ne wanda yana da ragowa cikin harkokin shi, yana da hakuri cikin abubuwa da yawa. Mutum mai sassauci mutum ne wanda bai da tsauri cikin al'amuran shi.
Mutum ne wanda yana iya kawo haɗin kai. Ga wuri yana iya kawo zaman lahiya, yana iya kawo abubuwa da dama ga mutum ne wanda yana kawo ci gaba cikin rayuwar mutane.
Mutum mai sassauci ra'ayi shi ne wanda ba ya nuna bambanci.
Shirin gode ben matasa na jankulan matasa su san da mi ake nuni da gobe. Gode ben matasa na kula da rayuwar matasa.
Our friends were clear sighted in their answers. You see, Gizu, we were just talking about tolerance and understanding to avoid cases of violence or conflict between youth.
You are right, Professor. I think that there is a collective awareness among you that violence is not the way for war.
Today, I really admire you, Gizu. Yes, indeed. The youth has no business getting involved in violence. Finding a job, building a family, these are our major goals in life. No meaningful development can be achieved in the concept of conflict.
That's why we should focus our energy on professional and social success.
The solution for us is to reach for one in order to achieve unity and solidarity among us.
Therefore, using our resources, we achieve financial autonomy and our social independence.
All I know is that nobody wants to become rich as a result of trading innocent blood.
People always say that citizens of the universe are peace-loving people. What do you think makes them say so?
Because during all crises, we have always favored open-mindedness and dialogue, and we try to use non-violence.
That's the way it should be, Mr. Kwan. What we have always made are sense of violence in other parts of the world have started from imprisonment and several problems that we do not see in Rwanda.
You are right. I remember it was one of the darkest days in the history of mankind. Millions of people lost their lives. It's still unbelievable today.
Let's pray for peace. Let it guide our hearts and actions. Dear friends, I now invite you to listen to our drama, Song Between Love and Hatred, Ritual and Inheritance. I hope you will enjoy listening to it. We resume our discussion immediately after.
Zakaria lives in the village of Algeri. His mother is hailed from the neighboring village of Tiu. 10 years after his mother's death, one of his distant aunts came to tell him to fight for his right because his late mother was the sole to all the farms belonging to his maternal grandfather. A company wants to purchase the farms for irrigation purposes. His uncle Garba is the head of Zakaria's family from the Kiru village. The project administrators intend to entrust him with the management of the irrigating machine. A conflict breaks out.
Street. Bona matasa, ni mana ole, mumana ndi.
You see, my friends, royal conflicts of interest can lead to, fortunately, the head of the village and the judges were able to strike at the root of the problem.
In any conflict, we must take them to find and understand the cause. This means about clashes between different parties or else people should talk about the problem and find a common ground that suits everybody at best. That's the only way we can make progress and avoid violence.
As a matter of fact, dialogue made it possible to ease the tension between Zakaria and his cousins in the soap opera.
In spite of the tension and friction between the two warring parties, good came out. It helps people understand the situation and to tell right from wrong. It is always like that after a conflict. A good explanation leads to reconciliation and forgiveness.
There are many ways to resolve a conflict. One way is to involve a third party. It can serve as a mediator, an uncle, an aunt, a marabout, or a judge, for instance. The other alternative is to be willing to talk with our opponents and together reach a compromise, but it is more difficult to achieve.
The message of this talk opera is that dialogue is the best formula, and our friends now understand that you do not set justice in your own hands, and that violence does not solve any problem. On the contrary, violence brings about thought and hatred, and ultimately it shows the progress of mankind. In an open conflict, it is better to appeal to relevant authorities to solve the problem or ethics for the intervention of the third party.
My dear friends, for our interview, let us listen to the Carnaval Band of Maradi. The title of their song, Peace, is perfectly in line with the topic of this program.
Allah ka saya mu soyayyan namu da juna na kira ga diyan Niger na kira ga diyan Niger da Allah ka sar mu a bar yaki gaba daya na kira ga diyan Niger na kira ga diyan Niger dukan ku ku zo mu hade kan mu gaba daya.
In a nutshell, let me say that tolerance is like rainwater that kills the flames. It is the key to a better life we all dream of.
Mustafa, merely talking about peace and cleanliness as key principles of life is not enough. We should make sure we implement them and make them part and parcel of our daily life.
If you find this program interesting, please contact us and share your experience on conflict resolution. We will be very pleased to know how you reach the common ground after the conflict.
Godeva Matasa!
Our working program, that is Godeva Matasa, is now going to a close. Stay tuned.
Next week, upon the request of one of our listeners, we will talk about rap music in Niger. Where does rap music come from and how widespread it is among Niger youth?
It was a pleasure talking to you. The producers of this program are Ramos Alassane Tembiano and Patella Gasso Garcia. The translation from French to Hausa was done by Bintu and Mustafa Booker. Our antenna technician of today is Kitipo Ali, alias Dalek. We thank you.
We receive calls, messages, congratulations from our fans from all over the country, especially Zinga region. We thank all of you for taking interest in our program. We cannot mention everybody. Special greetings to Aishatu from Guri, Acha from Madawa, Marco from Tanut, and Ayuba from Magalia. You are free to contact us and tell us what you think about our program and make suggestions.
For those who want to share their personal problems with us, please write to us. Send SMS or talk to our local reporters in your area. In Maradi, you can call Ibrahim Momondodo on 94-50-03-02 or 96-90-59-18. In Zender, you can call Sid Hassan on 97-08-08-88. Our correspondent in Tawa is Aishatu Amadu. You can call her on 96-30-23-32. In Agadez, you can call Ibrahim Musa Mariko on 96-49-70-26. Your messages will be handled in absolute confidentiality. You can also write us to the following address: Guadeva Matasa, BT 13100. You can call us on 96-00-03-05 or 94-50-03-02. Our mail address, guadeba_matasa1@yahoo.fr.